Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, mediumship and spirituality with a Boston attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. I'm here today. It's a kind of a dreary-ish, what with some sun peeking out of the clouds type of a day here in San Antonio, Texas. And I just want to say thanks to everyone who's listening today. I've decided not to open up the chat room. It's been kind of a distraction for me, and I'm not sure that I know how to do it with the new interface that's up on my screen right now. Blog Talk Radio is trying something new, and I don't know how to launch the chat room unless it's up and I don't know it. It's possible. Oh, I could actually launch it. I'll do that. I'll just launch it real quick so everyone else can talk to each other. For me, I can't really talk in there because it's more of a distraction. So happy Monday. I am going to be talking today a little bit about surrender. As you know, I really don't prepare for the show specifically. It's more an inspiration that happens, and I guess you could call it inspired speaking. But as I always tell people, messages are all around us. It's just whether or not we're aware of them, whether or not we notice them. If something happens and you notice it and you don't really have a reason for it, you have to know that there's something else at work that's trying to get your attention. So it could be that, you're doing your daily routine and something you see all the time suddenly stands out for you, whatever that might be. There are plenty of bugs and critters and all kinds of stuff like that down here in San Antonio. I've seen quite a bit of spiders lately. And many people will probably just say, well, you know, they're spiders, they're around, you know, they're always there. And there's plenty of them down here. Yes, but I don't go around looking for them. And if I notice them, just, I can't explain it. It's sort of like when something, like a car backfires or something, and it's a reflex. It just catches your attention. Then I know from experience, because I trust it and over again it's happened, that it is definitely something. It's not just, oh, here comes a little spider walking by. So I'm a big animal person. And, of course, spirit knows these things. They know how to reach you. And that's why you're going to notice things that are definitely within, like, your context, is how I would put it. Spider can represent multiple things. But for me, I went and I referenced my good old Ted Andrews books. He's really great. If you ever need to find out symbolism for animals, insects, fish, whatever it is, definitely check him out. He's fantastic. It has to do with the exoskeleton of the spider, the shedding of something. And it's a letting go. It's something that's no longer needed. The same way that, like, you'll see little empty seashells and little hermit crabs kind of, they find one of them outgrows one, and so they go and they find another one that's more suitable to them. So one of those kind of concepts that, like, for you, you're going to find out that whatever you've seen pertains to you when you go and look it up. Part of the guidance is an interactive process. Okay, let's put it that way. Yes, you will be shown something, but it is not over once you're shown that. It is now your responsibility to go out and say, what does this mean? And you can do it many different ways, but you can also ask back, how can I find out what this means? Something will either come to mind or something will catch your attention yet again. It's very much an interactive process, but it is not like a normal conversation. So for me, it happens to be those books to go and reference. So for me, it had to do with letting go of things. And because animals are so significant to me, I tend to get more signs and symbols that correspond to that, the animal kingdom. And if you're on Facebook and you're not on my page yet, check it out, Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. I post different things every day. I've got links on there. I have quotes on there. And the quotes that I get are based on the guidance that I'm receiving at that moment. Now, whatever's happening to me, yes, it's happening to me, but I'm not alone, you're not alone, and we're connected. So on some level, I know that I receive things that are applicable to many different people, and I'd love to make sure that I share my stories and I share what I'm going through with people, because I know that that's how we connect as human beings, and that's what's going to pull us into this new energy where, you know, we are all connected. So get on there. Make sure that you sign up and become a fan of my page. One of the people that I have on Facebook as a friend is Jeffrey Baker. I don't know if anyone out there maybe saw America's Psychic Challenge. It was on, I think, one of the more like a Lifetime or an A&E type channel. And the winner of it was Michelle White Dove, which many, many people know. But one of the people that were featured was Jeff Baker, and he considers himself an empath and a healer. And he is a wonderful, wonderful example of someone that's going out there and sort of trusting their instincts and living their dream. He posted something, which I probably won't be able to find now because it was like a while ago, but it had to do with surrender. And surrender has been a theme now for quite some time with me. I just keep getting these things over and over reinforced. I saw that, it struck a chord with me, and I think I either reposted it or I mentioned it. So you can actually get messages just wherever you are, whatever you're exposed to, your attention will be drawn to what you need to pay attention to. So just by virtue of the fact that you're on someone's page or you've become someone's friend, you might get a message, because Spirit uses the things that are around you and the things that are familiar to you to get those messages to you. So back to surrender. Surrender is a concept that we human beings have a very hard time with. We basically try to get out there and, you know, live our lives, do our things, and in the process, we are engaged in this battle for control. We want to control everything that we do. We want to make sure things go the way that we would like them to go. I've been struggling for quite some time with this since The Secret came out, this whole law of attraction, and I feel like it's very muddied. I feel like the information that's being put out there is not clear, and I feel like I'm going to be one of the people that's going to have to clarify it, because if it frustrates me that much, I'll definitely be going out there and doing something about it. That's me. That's my job. but the show that I saw recently that really kind of summed it up well for me about surrender was an Oprah Winfrey show. Oprah has her show called Masterclass. And she did one that was on herself, actually, where she talks about her journey and the things that she's done. And I was very taken by how rough her life started out. I mean, it was very, very difficult, and yet here she is today doing all these things. One of the things that she shared had to do with surrender. And I'll just give you some of the quote, because I'm going to pull it up on my Facebook. She says, "When you've worked as hard and done as much and strived and tried and given and pled and bargained and hoped, surrender. When you've done all that you can do and there's nothing left for you to do, give it up." And she's right. She's like, I couldn't have said that more perfect. Her life has been wrought with challenges. Everything about her, from just the fact that she was an unwanted child, all the way up until, you know, her trying to break into her career and wanting to be like Barbara Walters, but not being able to do that and thinking, this is what I want to do, why isn't it working? When she finally gave it up and surrendered, she found herself on a show that's an old show that I like to talk about called People Are Talking. It was actually out in Baltimore. And she realized, just by letting go and allowing things to flow, she found her place. And she found her place by surrendering. That's not to say you sit around all day and you just wait for something to happen for you. That is not what I'm talking about. And I wish that I could say this so succinctly that everyone could understand it in one sentence, but I can't, because language is very tricky, and that's part of the problem, is people don't all understand things the same way. But when you open up your heart and you're sincere about what you're doing and who you are, you can't lose. One of the other things she talked about in terms of the surrender was that she knew at one point that she could not be a Barbara Walters. She could not be whoever it was else that she was trying to emulate, that she could only be who she was. And when we decide who we are, when we realize, I should say, who we are, and we step into that, it's like a magical thing that happens. It's like you suddenly stop feeling the need to compete. All of this energy of competition that's been on this planet for the last 1,000 years or so, that's the shift. This energy where ideas are based on control, they're based on fighting for resources, the idea of lack, the idea that we have to fight each other to get what we need, all of that is what's going to be falling away. And all of these hippie people from the 60s, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They were the beginning of this. They were the beginning of this movement, and it's starting to happen. So I guess what I'm going to ask everyone to do for the next week is when you're fighting and you're struggling and you cannot figure out what is going on or how to make it better, just take a deep breath and give it up. You know, if you're listening to this show, you believe in something. You may not even be sure exactly what that something is, but you know there's something out there, and you know there's something bigger than you. And you're not wrong. You're correct. The one thing I ask people to let go of is to try to fit God in a box and make it into a concept that has limits, because God doesn't have any limits. Now, after saying all that, which hopefully I'm not babbling and everyone's kind of following along here, so chime in the chat room if you think I'm babbling. Sometimes when I get my stream of thought stuff, I do stumble over my words because I'm trying to get it out as I'm getting it, and it's kind of a difficult thing. On that token, you know, I spent yesterday alone for the first time in a really long time. You know, sometimes you need non-human days where you don't have any human contact, you're just alone. And I had actually been going through a lot of changes myself. I won't get into everything. A lot of it is very personal, and I don't want to get into everything. But one of the things I did was I quit a job that I had that I just couldn't do anymore. It wasn't for me anymore. And that's why I had yesterday off. So I decided, because I was just guided to, I felt really strongly that I needed to do this. I went and I grabbed this movie, and it's actually called Down the Rabbit Hole. It's along the lines of What the Bleep Do We Know, which is this underground cult classic that got really, really popular, and most people have heard of it, but if you haven't, definitely check it out. But Down the Rabbit Hole is sort of the quantum edition of it, where there's a lot more interview footage, and it's a movie all about spirituality and the science of consciousness. It touches on the science part of it, to help people kind of make that leap. People that are struggling with, yes, I know there's something more, but I also know that if I don't see it, I can't believe it. This takes that concept and helps bring you up to this level where you have a more of an understanding, and you know, you can kind of express it in solid concepts. So basically, there's a part in the movie, and I'm laying there just leisurely watching this movie, not really knowing why I'm watching it. And it gets to this part where they're talking about a concept called superposition. Superposition is, it's kind of like a physics type thing where they basically tell us that, physicists tell us that particles exist in multiple different places all over the place. And it's only the act of us looking at them that collapses them into one scenario. And I thought, crazy. You're going to want to know more about that, go and look up superposition somewhere. Google it. You'll find it. I also suggest Googling Fred Allen Wolf. He's an amazing physicist and speaker. He's got a new book out, actually, on Hierophant Publishing, which is one of the publishing companies that I work for. If I can find that real quick, I will put that out into the chat room. It's he tries to make this kind of stuff more palatable. But as I was sitting there, it was like, I don't know, like a bolt of lightning hit me, and I suddenly realized this concept of surrender and how I was trying to understand it. And I was asking, please help me understand this. Please help me to make it more of a concept that I can explain, not just know myself. And I got it. I absolutely got it. Within that split second when I saw the character of Marley Matlin, she was playing, when I looked at it and I saw her turn around and there were like a million basketballs behind her, and then as soon as she looked, there was one basketball in one spot. I realized this is the concept of surrender. This is why we're told, give it up, because human beings can only see a certain limited perspective of what's possible. But God can see everything. So if we try to fix things ourselves, we have this little, this box that we're trying to fit it all in, and we're pushing and pushing to make it the right, well, what we think is the right way. And then as soon as we let it go, as soon as we turn away from it and say, I give this to you, it becomes a sea of infinite possibilities. And the right one that's right for you is the one that's going to come along. So I'm very, very grateful that I had that moment. It was extremely difficult for me to even verbalize that. I sat there in my bed watching this and thinking, oh, my God, I have finally got my answer. Thank you for letting me just thumb through my DVDs today and decide this was the right one. And frankly, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I mean, this is like a four-hour ordeal because there's three discs involved. I kind of napped a little bit during some of it. It was just by chance that I paid very close attention to this one specific place in the tape and the DVD. So I want that to be an illustration both of the concept of surrender and why God can dream a bigger dream for us than we can dream for ourselves in this incarnation, why that's important, but also why it's important to follow your guidance. Guys, I ask for answers just like you. I ask, and God's not a mail order service. It doesn't work that way. You have to allow God to do things in God's time. You can't push. You can't say, I expect it to be this way and I expect it now. And that's the danger with these programs like The Secret and some of these other, you know, I don't know what to even call them, like prosperity, abundance type programs. The basic idea is good, but it's polluted a little bit. It's a little bit, you need to peel away some layers. You have to come from a pure place. You have to have an open heart. If you're the kind of person that can't just open your heart and pour everything out and feel good about that, that's where your work needs to be done. Don't waste your time trying to sit and push for things. You need to work on you. You need to know that the more you open up, the safer you are. It's a crazy concept, and it doesn't make sense in this reality. But on a soul level, it is the only truth that I can possibly be 100% on. It's just the truth. So on the same token, last night I was, you know, also just after the movie and thinking about the show, and I thought, you know, I could use some guidance for my life. And, of course, like I told you, I've been getting the guidance, surrender, give it up, let go. It's okay. Something new's coming. You have to let go of bad things to let good things come in. Sometimes we need reinforcement. So I grabbed my Oracle cards. I grabbed the Earth Magic Oracle card deck by Stephen Farmer, and I pulled the Dragonfly. Now, I think I talked about this on the last show that I had, and maybe a show prior to that, I have been seeing a lot of dragonflies. Spirit doesn't give up on you guys. It doesn't. You give up on yourself. Maybe you decide what the message is and that you didn't get it, and so you decide it didn't come. It doesn't give up, and if you can open yourself up and expand your awareness, you will find that you get the answers. When I checked out the meaning of this, because I have so many decks, I don't always know every single card's meaning, although I do get insight. This really spoke volumes to me. It talked about the stages in the life cycle of a dragonfly, and that the dragonfly, it kind of has an incubation period. It doesn't go into a cocoon, though. It actually skips that. But the dragonfly lays its eggs, and then how can I put this on here? It goes from egg to nymph. It doesn't go into the cocoon. But basically what it's saying is that it can actually stay in this state for up to 4 years. Now, I've gotten messages before, and the message is about that during the times that I've been having a hard time over the past 4 years, like, what is going on with me? What is happening? Why does this seem so crazy all the time? And it's like, you're going through changes. You're about to emerge. Things are going to happen, but you need to go through this first. You need to have this cocoon period. Well, being in this transformational stage, I'm now coming out the other side. It's a lot different than what I thought it was going to look like, but it's there. And all of this stuff has been coming to me over and over again. If you guys are on my page, you saw I was extremely drawn toward this oil by Young Living called Transformation. Transformation, hello, that's the concept. Or I've pulled cards that indicate transformation. Like, how many times can Spirit hit me over the head? I don't know. But I guess what I want to show you is that just because you can do these things for other people, you can give readings, stuff like that, doesn't make it easy on you. But not all of you out there are going to have that job in life, but you will have the ability to get it for yourself. So just know that someone that you may regard as more advanced than you still struggles with their own personal stuff. Just because my job in this life is to get out there and help people understand more about this stuff doesn't mean I get every single little thing that goes on in my life and understand it completely. I don't think that would have been very useful, because how would I be able to understand everyone else's struggle? And see, I see the value in that. I've seen the value in my struggle, and I see the value in other people's struggles. But please forgive yourselves for being human and going through these emotions where you're angry or you're hurt or you're sad, or these emotions that we think of as negative. They're just emotions. They're just part of the experience. I mean, imagine getting on a roller coaster and you skip most of it and you just get all the down hills, like all the slopes where you're sliding down the roller coaster. That's all the fun, the parts that you think are as fun. But you can't get high enough to go down if you skip climbing up those peaks. And the climb is what we're all supposed to be doing here. This is part of our work. And I don't know how else to better explain that, but that seems like a pretty reasonable, simple explanation to try to help you figure out what I'm trying to say. There is value in this struggle, and I hope that you can all see it. But I also hope that you can allow yourself to go through these places where, you know, you have these experiences and you have emotions that are deemed negative. But don't hold on to them. If you need to cry, you go someplace where you feel comfortable and you cry. If you need to be mad, find a way to be mad and get that energy out in a healthy way. You know, take a kickboxing class, go on a jog. There are ways that we can do these things without being destructive, but there aren't ways that we can stop ourselves from feeling. I mean, you can try, but the feelings will never go away. And anyone that's been out there, that's been through some things, I'm sure you understand. You may be able to push it aside for a little while, but it's going to come back up. And if it's coming back up, please know that it's useful to you in some way. And don't just dismiss it with your logic and say, this doesn't make sense, therefore it does not work. Okay, so that is my piece on surrender for today. I have a few other ideas that I wanted to talk about. Let me go through my list. I have some notes here. And actually, I have a caller, but I'm not really doing callers today. So if you want to give me a shout-out on my email, or you can email me on Blog Talk, we can do that. No problem whatsoever. I did put in the book there by Fred Allen Wolf. I actually stuck it in there. It's called Time Loops and Space Twists, How God Created the Universe. Fred Allen Wolf is such a wacky little guy. He's got a white beard, some crazy white hair, kind of Einstein crazy white hair. He has this extremely interesting voice, or he could easily be some kind of character on TV, you know, like a cartoon character of some kind. But he makes things a little bit more fun. You know, if you were a person that was adverse to science, he makes science fun. And if you're a person that's struggling to understand the links between spirituality and consciousness, he makes that a little more easy for you to get to. Because honestly, we're all saying the same thing. It's really crazy and ridiculous that we're trying to fight with each other over this, because it's all the same thing. We've been talking about energy. People have been talking about energy and vibes for how long now? Years. Centuries, probably. I haven't been here that long. But, you know, how do we think? And I had this great conversation with these people that I met. They actually came in for a massage. They own a yoga studio. Really great people, good hearts, good spirit, started talking about how everything that is not understandable right out of the gate is thought of as some kind of magic, you know? Woo, magic. Think about the first telephone. How does that happen? And how many of us actually know how the phone works? I mean, I have a cell phone, for example. How do the magical voices come through this cell phone from people that I know in different places all over the world? I don't understand that. I can't tell you how it works, but I know that it works because I use it every single day. It's the same thing with your gifts. The concept of energy, of waves, sound waves, all these things that are whizzing by us every day, we're swimming in these frequencies every single day. We don't see them. We don't necessarily detect them unless you're very, very sensitive and you find yourself getting tired around electronics. That would probably be the only way that you would really have some kind of perception of it if you weren't like a psychic or a sensitive person per se. But they're there all the time and you don't see them, but that does not mean that they're not there. I drive my car and I don't know how the engine works, but I know if I get in it and I have the reasonable assumption that it's going to work for me, that I can get from point A to point B. It's not so important to really pull everything apart, dissect it, and understand it that way. It's actually a lot harder, but as human beings, we kind of have a need for that. We like to pull things apart and try to understand them. But the problem with that is that when you do something like that, you don't take into account the whole. You don't take into account that you're looking at something in a micro, kind of like under a microscope. You're making it into a machine that has rules and laws. And yes, while there are many things out there that have applicable kind of laws of quantum mechanics, once you get to a deeper level, all of those rules go away. And if you watch this movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, or if you watch Down the Rabbit Hole, you'll see a panel of experts. We're talking everything from, you know, physicists to people who study. Candace Pert is on there. She has a book called Molecules of Emotion. She's helping people understand the link between our emotions and the chemical reactions that happen in our body, that our emotions are not just magical things that we just feel, that there's actually a chemical component to them and a physical component to them that is quite real. All of these people will help you see all of this stuff is real. Reality is not what we think it is, everybody. It's much broader, and we've only been taught to see a small portion of it. So having said that, if you go to me for a reconnected healing session, for example, which I offer here in San Antonio, why wouldn't you believe that I have the ability to be a human antenna, to pick up some kind of a frequency or frequencies and help them come through to you as if I'm a transmitter? You can't see them, but you know what? You can't see your cell phone signals either. You can't see how cable works. There's so many things. Technology has made our lives easier, but it's made it a lot easier for us not to have to understand how things work. And as I said, not that it's necessary, but because we have that need to understand how things work, this is where this crossover stuff comes in that kind of helps with that. You know, we're not all going to be able to be quantum physicists, but we can all understand simple kind of comparisons that will show us that the physical and the non-physical are just as real. Whether or not you're perceiving them is another story. Psychic ability and being able to pick up information that's not physical information in terms of matter is not as difficult as you might think it is. But if you can expand your awareness, if you can do that meditation, you'll be able to get there. I promise you that. The only thing is you really have to do it yourself. You really have to. You can't expect someone to come in and teach you to do something. I can't teach you how to know yourself. That's a whole different can of worms. You need to be able to face yourself. You need to be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you, and really mean that. You need to be able to understand the dynamics of your relationships and the egos that are involved and why certain things happen the way that they do in terms of ego. And that underneath all of that is really all the same thing. I don't think I've known anyone on this planet that's had a relationship that hasn't had some kind of problem in it. And underneath whatever that problem is, it's always the same answer. They're always fighting about whether or not they feel loved. I'm not getting enough love. I don't feel love. Or whether or not someone recognizes them, acknowledges their existence. All of these things that we think of as problems, this is what's behind them. It is not what you think it is. You can get upset at your boss because your boss did this and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, but sit and meditate on that. Open up your heart center and realize that the real problem is that you don't feel valuable. And that is not something that someone else can give you. Once you realize that and you start to examine your life this way, your life will change because you'll realize this is where the true control, if you want to call it that, comes from. And the best way to sum it up would be to know thyself. So I hope that some of what I've spoken about here today has touched you in some way, given you some insight. And I hope that you'll join me again next week. If I decide to postpone the show, I will post that. But I probably will be here, same time. I want to thank everyone for listening. And as always, I'd like to ask you all to walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. And just take care of yourself and take care of each other, because that's what life is all about. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.